And away we go, back with hour number two of the big program today. Scott Spears along with you, November the 20th, 1 week away from the big Thanksgiving Eve holiday. 7 days until Thanksgiving Eve, 8 days until turkey. 14 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio, and a quick programming note, a little bit of housekeeping here. Coming up in the bottom of this hour, we are going to be joined by legendary actress Pat Carroll. Now, Pat Carroll is an Emmy Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning actress who is probably best known as the voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid. She's a great, great friend of this program. She will be on, I believe, it is 9:40 until 10 o'clock this morning. And the reason she's on, she comes on during the holidays with us every year, but especially this year, it's a special reason, because, as many of you know, we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the release of The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid was released on November 13th, 1989. 30 years and 7 days ago. Did I say 13th again? I think I did. 30 years. 30-year release of The Little Mermaid. And, of course, coming up tomorrow on the program between 9, 10, and 10 a.m., we're going to be joined by Ashley Williams, who's the star of the new Hallmark movie, Holiday Hearts, which will debut on the Hallmark Channel tomorrow night. And tomorrow morning, Ashley Williams will be with us live, the star of that movie, part of their holiday extravaganza of new movies. Ashley Williams tomorrow, 9:10 to 10 a.m. And a special guest Friday morning that I cannot talk about yet, but I will be able to talk about soon. So stay tuned for that. Now, a sure sign that we are heading into the holiday season is our first guest during this hour. He's been on with us, I believe, 2, 3, 4 times maybe now, and it's always a pleasure to talk with him. It means the holiday season is here, and he has got a big announcement this morning that impacts the entire Midwest. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones once again, Santa Larry Jefferson. Santa, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We are just about to get in the swing of the holiday season.
Yes, less than 40 days till Christmas.
40 days. My goodness. Now, Santa Larry, with 40 days left to go, what is your schedule like?
Oh, my goodness. The good news is starting on December the 5th, through the 8th, I am going to be at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Now, beautiful.
And then, on December the 12th through the 15th, I will be at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago for their Christmas Around the World event. Come out and see me, Scott.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. Now, tell people a little bit about this museum.
Well, Scott, this museum has been around for more than 77 years, and they've got, oh my gosh, so many different activities and artifacts and everything in the museum. You just have to come and see it.
Now, what will Santa Larry be doing there? Is it kids need to bring their lists and things of that? Do kids still bring lists in the internet age?
Absolutely, absolutely. I get their list via the letters in person. Sometimes they email them to me, and sometimes they find my phone number on the internet, and they text it to me.
They do. They look you up on the internet.
Yes, yes, yes. And so children can, they can come there, adults as well, and they'll be able to take pictures with me while I'm there. It's a beautiful set.
Now, Santa Larry, what does this holiday season mean to you? I would imagine each holiday season is a little different.
This holiday season, to me, is all about love. All about love. And as I travel around the world being Santa Claus, that's who I am, I just want more people to be kind to one another. You know, I'm looking for more kindness and respect and care to your fellow Americans and to the people in the world. So this holiday season for me is about love.
Santa, where...
Every holiday, yeah, it's all about love.
Where has our kindness gone? That is a key word. Kindness seems to be in short supply as of late.
Well, there's more kindness than there are evil. You know, there's more good than there's evil. I always say that. And just about every child on my list is on the nice list. But I think America, we've got a lot of good people here in America, and I look forward to seeing as many people who want to come out and see me at the Museum of Science and Industry this year, which is December the 5th through the 8th and 12th through the 15th. They can get pictures with me. I'm so excited.
It sounds so exciting. Now, how did this all come about?
Well, they tried to get me to come there a couple of years ago, but I'm also Santa Claus in Minnesota at Mall of America, and I was booked with Mall of America, and I said, well, maybe next year. So that year finally rolled around, and I was able to work my schedule with Minnesota and squeeze Chicago in, and that's how it happened.
Now,
I just thank the people, the team of the Museum of Science and Industry for wanting to bring me there so I can help spread some joy, love, and happiness.
Now, is it different to be Santa Claus in a museum than it is in a mall?
Yes. I would probably say yes and no. But, you know, Santa's still Santa. In a mall, I have children lined up to see me. I mean, thousands of children lined up to see me. And for the museum, now this will be my first time at this museum, I believe things will be done by appointments and things of that nature. So there's a slight difference, but
now,
the joy and the happiness and love will still flow.
Now,
Santa
Larry, is there a difference from state to state, from Minnesota to Illinois? Is there a difference as you travel this great country of ours?
No, not at all. Because, like I say, everybody loves Santa. Everybody's really nice and sweet and kind. And that's what it's all about. So, no, there's no difference. Every state I go to, people are loving. And I love that.
Now,
so
Santa...
hopefully when I get to Chicago, this is going to be my first time landing there in Chicago. Hopefully people will be nice and kind and loving.
Absolutely. Now, Santa Larry, I want to ask you this because I think this is an important thing to get on the airwaves every year, because every year we get this question, and it happens
what?
In schoolyards and all over the place, and people, mm-hmm. and you know, you and I know the answer, but the truth is people come up and they tell the little kids and they tell even the middle-aged kids, they say there mm-hmm. is no Santa Claus.
And I always say, look at me. Do I look like Santa? Children say, yes. Says, do I have a beard? Yes. What about my glasses? Yes. What about my suit? Does my suit look like Santa? Yes. Well, then I am Santa. I'm just as real as you are.
Absolutely, and I'm glad we have that out over the airwaves, because that
yes.
Santa is one of those things. When you talk about kindness, because Santa, mm-hmm. one of the adjectives that describes Santa is jolly.
Absolutely, Santa's always jolly.
And that's a word we don't use a whole lot anymore.
Uh-huh.
So it's good to put it back in the English lexicon.
Absolutely.
Now,
Santa exhibits the joy, the love, the happiness, the good spirit, and kindness. So, yes.
Absolutely. Now, Santa Larry, the Mall of America, as we know, malls all across this great country, unfortunately, are a little bit in decline because of the internet mm-hmm. and big box stores. What's the Mall of America like for those of us who don't live in Minnesota?
Oh, it's the largest mall in the United States. They have a roller coaster, all kinds of activities, Nickelodeon, Crayola, all kind of shopping centers, and it's a beautiful mall. It is a beautiful mall. During the holiday season, it is just so beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Now,
so, yeah, you can go on the internet and just Google Mall of America, and you can see all pictures of the mall.
Now, Santa Larry, what hours do you work at the Mall of America during the holiday season?
Oh, well, I start here on November the 21st through November the 30th, and my hours are going to be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. And I have some long days because I'm trying to see as many children as possible.
Now, Santa Larry, is there a count kept on how many children you see in that time frame?
I'm quite sure there are, but I do not keep up with the count. All I know is there's thousands and thousands. As far as I can see, there's children lined up to see me.
Now, obviously, this will all kick off tomorrow, so we are on the precipice on the eve of Santa Larry's big holiday tour this year. But
yeah,
oh, it's highly exciting.
Have you
heard what kids want this year? What is the thing? Do you know yet?
Oh my goodness! Oh yes, I had a little girl send me a letter. She wants a Frozen doll and a bicycle, a red bicycle. A little Tommy Thomas wants a bicycle, a PS4 station, and Paw Patrol for his little brother. These children, they're sending me all kinds of lists and their wishes, and it is just so happy. It is so funny. One child says, Santa, the only thing I want is just some clothes. So their list just goes on and on and on. But it's toys. Children love toys. And I believe a couple of children want some iPhones and cell phones. But I think in this day and age, we've got to get our children to play more while they're young. And then as they get older, we can introduce them to all the electronic stuff.
I think you're right. Now, Santa Larry, over the years of being Santa Claus, is there a letter that sticks out to you that was particularly funny and maybe a letter that was particularly tugged at your heartstrings?
Oh, yeah. One of the letters was so funny. It was the letter that little Natalie from Denver, Colorado, wrote and sent to me a few weeks ago. And she's a girl who wanted the Frozen doll and a red bicycle. And her daddy took a picture of her standing on her tippy toes, mailing me her letter. That was so cute. It was so cute. It was really funny.
Beautiful.
As far as letters that tugs at my heart, every now and then I'll get a letter, children with their parents. Most time parents will help translate for the child. And there's some letters that tend to tug at my heart. And so one of the things I want to do this coming year in 2020 is to start up my nonprofit organization that will be designed to help bring shoes to children. Because one of the letters I received from a child was simply that, Santa, I need shoes. My shoes are bad. I need shoes. And so that kind of helped me want to start up my nonprofit in 2020. And it's called Santa's Merry Merry Foundation. So it's designed to help give children shoes for back to school and during the holidays, and do some financial literacy classes and provide meals when they're in the training for the financial literacy with them and their parents. So that's what I want to do.
Beautiful. Now, Santa Larry, what is it about this time of year that we are about to head into that will usually start next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and it will run all the way through December 25th, Christmas Day? What is that feeling, that sensation you get when you go outside that only happens for about 30 days every year?
Oh, my goodness. It's the feeling of joy, overwhelming joy. And I tell people, and the hope and faith, I tell people it's not about the presents and the gifts that I bring as Santa Claus, but it's about the gift that you have already received, which is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we're here to help celebrate. I'm just a messenger, and what we do is to try to help spread the word and good news and celebration of Christ's birth, and that's what this holiday is all about.
Well, it's interesting, Santa Larry, because I think a lot of people have trouble coming to terms with the fact that church celebrations can run parallel with Santa Claus's preparations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what people don't realize is that Santa Claus and or Saint Nicholas, who helped start the goodness of Santa Claus. St. Nicholas was a saint, and his whole life he was there to help the poor. And so, as Santa Claus, that's what I want to do. I want to continue to help spread good joy, hope, and happiness, and try to help the poor and those people in need, like St. Nicholas.
Now, how many?
I want to be a good ambassador for Christmas.
The ambassador for Christmas. I like that.
Yes.
Now, Santa Larry, how many candy canes do you go through in this next period that's coming up? This 30 to 40 day period.
Thousands of candy canes. Thousands of candy canes. And this year, I want children, they can leave me out some cookies and milk, which is usual, but try to leave me out some celery as well for my reindeer. Celeries and carrots.
Now, is there a favorite type of cookie for Santa Claus?
What's your favorite cookie, Scott?
Well, I would have to say that my favorite cookie, boy, that's a tough one to get into, but I do like, I know, it's a tough one. I do like, I'm going to have to go at this particular time with Oreos.
Oreos. Well, if Oreos is your favorite cookie, then that's my favorite cookie.
So Santa Claus likes the buffet of cookies.
Yes, I love all cookies.
Well, Santa, we've
can't
got...
you tell when you look at my picture and see my little tubby tummy?
Well, you know, and that's an interesting thing, because Santa is jolly and Santa is a little heavier than some of us, but that's okay because Santa needs the energy.
Oh, yes. But Santa now walks every day and exercise, and I'm trying to get healthier, Scotty, you know, because I need that strength and that energy for that sleigh ride on Christmas Eve.
So that's beautiful. So Santa Claus has an exercise routine now.
Yes, Mrs. Claus makes sure that my big butt is up and walking every day.
Santa, before I want you to run down your schedule again here. We have about 4 minutes left before we have to break. But I want to discuss what this Christmas Eve, what is that day like for you? Got to be the busiest day all year.
Oh, it is the busiest day of the year, you know. I'm on the phone and making all type of preparations for my big flight, Scott. I've got the sleigh packed with toys and presents. We're going to go from Ohio to Chicago to New York, all around the world, dropping toys off for children as they sleep. So it's going to be a great day. It's going to be heavy. I mean, it's going to be a very hard day. And at the end of the night, you know, I'll use my little science and magic to get around the world, Scotty. And we'll use the sleep, the fairy dust to help children to sleep. And we'll use the other little magic dust to help slow the world down so I can speed up 100 times faster than everybody else. And that's how I get around the world.
That is beautiful. Do you have a favorite Christmas carol?
A favorite Christmas carol? Oh, my goodness. I love all Christmas carols, Scotty. I love Joy to the World. I love We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I love Mary, Did You Know? Oh, my gosh, I love Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I love all Christmas songs. What's your favorite Christmas song, Scotty?
My favorite Christmas song has always been and remains to this day the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, now we're getting in the holiday mood. Now, Santa Larry, really quick, tell people where you're going to be so they can come out and see you, because Chicago is very close to where we are.
All right. Okay, starting this week, Thursday, November the 21st through November the 30th, I'm going to be in Minnesota at Mall of America, okay? And then in December, starting December the 4th through the 8th, and December the 12th through the 15th, I'm going to be at the Museum of Science and Industry. I'm going to be there, Santa, during that time period, and it should be very fun. I hope you guys in Ohio come out and see me. I have family in Cleveland. You all come out and see me. I asked, I says, how far is Cleveland from Chicago? I was like, it's not an hour. It takes about 3 or 4 or 5.
A little bit of a trip, but it is a day trip. You can do it in a day and get to Chicago and get some shopping done and have a great time.
Absolutely. Remember, Chicago, December the 5th through the 8th, and December the 12th through the 15th. I'm at the Museum of Science and Industry. So go online, and I think you have to get your tickets online, maybe. But go online, and they'll and call them, and they'll be able to share everything with you.
They'll hook you up. Now, Santa Larry, we got about 1 minute left here, and I'm going to ask you the most important question before we let you go here. Now, this year, am I right here on the naughty or nice list here?
Okay, Scotty, let me look in the snow globe. Hang on. I'm shaking up the snow globe. I'm looking. Oh, there you are. You have a little wireframe glasses. You got a little black hair. Is that you, Scotty?
That is.
Yes. It looks like you're on the nice list.
The nice list.
Oh, good job.
Oh, man. Christmas is going to be merry. Well, Merry Christmas, Santa Larry, and I hope to see and talk with you very soon.
Merry Christmas to you, too. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Take care. Bye-bye.
Santa Larry Jefferson. Well, that is a sure sign that we are in the holiday season. Santa Larry Jefferson. And another sure sign. Santa on our exercise routine. Who knew? Who knew Santa was on an exercise routine? Well, guess what? Another sure sign that we are in the holiday season is coming up next. That is, of course, the legendary Pat Carroll. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money, as they say. We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Mary Hire, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be. Hey, we're back here, and actually, I just talked with Pat Carroll, and she is in the middle of something, but she's going to be with us in about 5 minutes. So hang tight. We've got Pat Carroll coming. I just spoke with her. Now, we do have our trivia question here, which I want to continue to ask you. Does anybody know why, on the day before Thanksgiving, restaurants are busier and have a little special thing going on? Does anybody know what that is? The day before Thanksgiving, what goes on in restaurants? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, in the retail world, it's tagging the sale for Black Friday. That's what you do the day before Thanksgiving. And in the grocery business, it's the busiest day of the year because people are getting ready for the big dinner on Thanksgiving Day. But what happens in restaurants the day before Thanksgiving? Does anybody know what that special thing that happens in restaurants the day before Thanksgiving? Now, I know about this because I did this for 7 years, and I remember it very well. 740-383-9944, if anybody knows the answer to that. Do want to remind everybody, as I say, Pat Carroll will be along here in about 5 minutes. She is a Grammy and Emmy Award-winning actress, one of the best people you would ever want to talk to. And again, she's on because her movie, The Little Mermaid, in which she was the voice of that mean old Ursula, debuted 30 years ago this year. A matter of fact, debuted 30 years ago this month. The Little Mermaid debuted on November 13th, 1989. Can you believe that? November 13th, 1989, The Little Mermaid debuted. So 30 years ago this month. So it's been around 30 years and 7 days at this point. And I do want to remind everybody again that Ashley Williams from the Hallmark movie Holiday Hearts will be along with us tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. live, talking about the big movie Holiday Hearts that'll debut on the Hallmark Channel tomorrow evening. And that is going to be a very big production in and of itself. We're all looking forward to that with bated anticipation and bated breath. What a great holiday time it is. You know, you have Santa Larry on, and he's in Minnesota there at the Mall of America, and he's also heading to Chicago for the big museum stint that he's going to do this year. It's a wonderful time of year, and I think Santa Larry said it best. We don't have a whole lot of kindness in this world, unfortunately. We had a whole lot of kindness for a long time, and it seems like the last few years somehow we've been waning, and our kindness has kind of went out the window. But the best thing you can do, and I do believe the secret to life, is being kind to other people. It doesn't take a whole lot to be kind to somebody. It can turn somebody's whole day around. It can turn somebody's whole week around. A matter of fact, it can turn somebody's whole life around. So think about being kind. Think about being just nice to people this holiday season. And all year round. I don't know why we can't keep this thing going all year round. One thing I don't mention enough that I do want to mention is you can listen to this station live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Also, our webmaster, Adam, has archives on that website dating back to 2016, so you can listen to all these interviews dating back to 2016 if you happen to miss something. Adam does a great job with that. Or you can also download the absolutely free TuneIn app. It's one of those things in life that is still free. Search your apps, look for TuneIn, download it to your phone, it's absolutely free, and then search WWGH, and you, too, can listen to this show anywhere. Now, an important announcement to make, Letters to Santa, we're getting out ahead of this early this year. If you want to send Santa Claus a letter and get a letter back, the place to do that is Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, if you get your letters out early enough, Santa Claus will send you back a letter. And here at WWGH Radio, we've done this every year. If you still send out Christmas cards, the old hard Christmas cards that people send in the mail, or they want to drop off here, but it's best to send them through the mail, you can do that. Our new address this year is WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. That's the thing to remember. Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. I'm sure you know the Marion, Ohio. But again, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Send us a Christmas card and make sure your return address is on there, and we will send you a Christmas card back. Also, something very important to mention here, the Neighborhood Supper and Free Meal is still happening the second Tuesday of every month at 5:15 p.m. This is at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. The next dinner will be December the 10th. That is the Neighborhood Supper free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street, rear entrance, December the 10th, January the 14th, February 11th, March 10th, April 14th, a whole bunch of those coming up very soon. So that's another great thing going on here in Marion. Now, we are going to take a quick break again, and hopefully on the other side of this, we will be right back with the legendary, and that is a word absolutely true in this particular case, the legendary Pat Carroll. Don't you dare go anywhere. We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, cause as long as it's never too late for life.
Our professional and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listen to WWGH, this is Ox Baker.
Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH, you better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there, how are you? Scott Spears, Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be. Hey, Scott Spears back with you on this Wednesday morning, November the 20th, 2019. Here we are, 46 minutes past the hour, and there is a sure sign that the holiday season has arrived because we are joined by one of my absolute favorite people. She is the most kind person you will ever meet. She is an Emmy Award winner. She is a Grammy Award winner. She has done stage. She has done screen. She has done television. She has done a voice of one of the most villainous characters in the history of Disney movies, Ursula in The Little Mermaid. And by the way, the new Disney Plus, which just debuted this month on your apps, you can get this Disney Plus app. The Little Mermaid is on there, along with a whole bunch of other Disney programming. The Vault is open. And interestingly enough, how about this? The Little Mermaid debuted November 13th, 1989, 30 years ago this month, 30 years and 7 days. The guest today is Pat Carroll. Before we get to her, though, let's go back and listen to a little bit of that wonderful movie, The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll singing the signature song, Poor Unfortunate Souls.
True gentlemen avoid it when they can, but they don't in swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul! Go ahead! Make your choice! I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul! It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Got some jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor unfortunate soul.
30 years ago in 7 days, The Little Mermaid. What a pleasure it is to welcome the legendary, and that is, without question, the truth, Pat Carroll. Pat!
Hey, Scott, how are you? Oh, my Lord, that was good hearing that. That woke me up. Oh, my goodness, 30 years? It was 30 years ago we recorded that?
30 years
good
and...
Good heavens.
30 years ago in 7 days, November 13th, 1989.
Oh, good grief. What a fortuitous time. How I enjoyed doing that character. What a mean old thing she is. That just gets all the nasty out of your system, doing a character like that.
Pat, when you were first approached with this character, who was not on the screen at that point, what did you think of this villainous character of Ursula?
I loved her. You know, we don't have villains anymore because people are too afraid of hurting people. Villains don't hurt. They're hysterical because they are so villainous. And I just adore villains. I think they're marvelous. And for an actor, it's great to play because they have so many, there are so many edges to them. There are so many avenues. There are so many roads to them. They just aren't parked permanently in one place. They're wiggle warts is what they are. And I love playing villains.
And Pat, that song, Poor Unfortunate Souls, which we just heard a little bit of, has become the signature song in The Little Mermaid. It is your song. When you were first approached with that, what did you think?
Well, I thought how marvelous. You know, as an actor, to be a villain is far more exciting than to be a lovely, kind, dear person, because they're so boring. But villains have edges. They have alleyways. They have secrets that they only release once you tickle their ribs. It's such a joy to play villainous characters. They're a challenge. They're tickling. They make me laugh. I have a ball. I'd rather play a villain any time than a leading goody-goody two-shoes.
Pat, that song, Poor Unfortunate Souls, what does that song mean to you when you hear it?
It means Ursula, because that's her song, and it says everything she's about. And I love the music. I loved it the first time I heard it, and I thought, oh, that's her. That's Ursula. And I enjoy doing it. Because I am not a singer by profession. I am a singer by sheer luck. I have been asked to sing numbers in shows, and I'm not a singer by training or gift, but I'm a gutsy person. So I'll try anything. And I love music so much. And when these gifted and talented composers and lyricists get together and write musical numbers, it is so delightful for the performer, because most of these people are so gifted and they know what they're doing and they have a sense of humor and they have a sense of character, and it's just ingratiating to be asked to do any of their characters, and I so enjoy it. I get such a kick out of it.
You know, Pat, here we sit 30 years and 7 days later. Did you ever think this movie would have that kind of staying power?
No, I didn't. I thought it was a wonderfully good movie, but I didn't know about staying power. But it has stayed there, bless its heart, because it's well done. It's creative. It's fun to watch. It's the characters are interesting. You know, it's what you want to see when you sit in your chair comfortably and want to watch something.
Absolutely. Now, something that's interesting to me, Pat, people can hear you now, and we know what your voice is. When you were handed the script for Ursula, and you had to come up with her voice, where did you find Ursula's voice?
In my voice. So I knew the limits of my voice, but I also knew the extent of it. I knew it was right for Ursula because it's that contralto, deeper female voice that is so good for villainesses. And it just fit. It was just wonderful. And I enjoyed doing it so much. I had such fun doing it.
Now, Pat, there is a picture out there when you are performing Ursula in the sound studio, and it looks like you are at the top of your lungs. Do you go an octave higher when you do Ursula?
No, I go lower.
So can you give us a little bit of how Ursula sounds?
No, because I don't remember the song. How about that for old age? Poor unfortunate souls. That's about the extent of it.
Well, that's
unless I have the music in front of me.
Well, that works out okay. But if it has been 30 years, it's been a while.
Oh, honey, and I'm tired. Oh, golly, ain't life fun.
Oh.
I am so fortunate. I have been so fairly treated all my life. I am so grateful to everyone I've ever worked with. It's just been a joyous occupation, and I am so grateful I chose it.
Pat, when you look back, when people look back, it's an interesting time. 30 years ago this month, Little Mermaid was brought out. When we're all gone 300 years from now, this movie will still be here. What
do you think so?
I do. It's still as new today as it was 30 years ago.
Well, that's the creativity of the Disney people.
It truly is. What do you think the movie's legacy is?
Pleasurable enjoyment, entertainment, and I think Disney has fulfilled that over their entire career from the very beginning of Papa Walt. I think entertainment and enjoyment has been the guiding goal, and they're wonderful people to work for. They're just marvelous people to work for. They are so attuned to creativity, and they are so resonant about their work, and I love that. I love people who are proud of what they do.
You know, Pat, it's interesting, in our last 4 minutes here, you've been a guest on this program so many times, and we adore having you on.
But, aren't you nice? Thank you.
Well, we love it. But we had not had you on in a while, and for no particular reason, but people started to call and email, and want, is Pat okay? Is Pat Carroll okay? She hasn't been on.
Oh, how lovely. Isn't that dear? God bless them. I thank all of them for even being interested. That's so wonderful.
So
that's what the neighborhood is like.
So we all want to know, Pat. I mean, people know, 92 at this point. What is life like for you?
I tell you, it's frighteningly thankful. I don't have an ache or crank in my body. Thank you, dear Lord. And I have had a profligate life, believe me. I should have every bone cranking. But it is just so full of gratitude, my waking up every morning. Prayers of thanksgiving for feeling as well as I do at this ancient age. I'm just so grateful, and I'm so grateful I have filled my life and my brain with so many wonderful people. And that is a gift. That is indeed a gift.
Pat, at this point, if somebody came to you with a new movie or a new television series or a new script, stage play, whatever it would be, if you like the work, would you get out there and do it?
You're darn tootin'. Why be alive unless you can do your work, the work that you do and love?
Which you have done so well for so many years.
Well, I don't know about the so well, but I have done for many years, and I'm very grateful to have been well enough to do it.
You know, Pat, it's very interesting. You are in a unique category. You have won both an Emmy and a Grammy. What do those awards mean to you?
Well, most grateful am I to have received them because they're recognition in your profession. I am very grateful to have them, to have earned them. And I always will be. You know, pride in something like that, which is your work, doesn't stop just because time marches on. And I am so grateful to have earned that recognition from my profession.
You know, Pat, it's kind of interesting because the Emmy you won very early on in your career for some work you were doing. But as you said earlier on in this interview, you said by trade, you are not a singer. Does it give you a kick that you have a Grammy Award?
Oh, yes, of course. Are you kidding me? Of course. And I'm so grateful whenever I work when I have to do a musical number, because those gifted people who write, lyricists and composers for the theatrical profession, are so talented. And it's such a joyous job to do their work. I enjoy it enormously. And I am not a trained singer. I just picked it up as part of what you do when you're a youngster in this profession. And I didn't even know I could sing, and I'm not a singer. But I have a sense of rhythm, I have a sense of melody, and I can get along. But I'm not a trained singer, and I'm very grateful always to have the joy of performing musical numbers, because I love music and I love the musical theater. And so it all works out wondrous well for me.
And Pat, as I have to say here before we part ways, it has worked out well for all of us. And as I have always said and continue to say, when you come on this program, it brightens my day. You have been on so many times. I hope you continue to come on, because every time we speak, it's a great day. And there is nobody, and this is the honest truth, nobody as gracious and as nice as Pat Carroll. She is the authentic cloth, without question. You know I love you, Pat.
Well, I love you back, and I thank you so much for your kind words. And it's always a joy talking with you.
You have a great Thanksgiving.
And the same to you, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your faithful listeners.
Bye-bye, Pat.
Bye, Scott.
The wonderful Pat Carroll, it doesn't get any better than that, and she truly has been extra kind to me. She comes on short notice. There is no agent or manager that we go through to get to Pat Carroll, and I've been to her home on Cape Cod. It's wonderful. Hey, we're done here this morning. Don't forget Ashley Williams, Hallmark Holiday Hearts movie tomorrow. Charlie Evers up in about 10 minutes here. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Probably so, but on the other hand, I think that we need to get back to the fundamental premise of the American psyche.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. Investing experiment, we're having a lot of doing it. But by your support,